taking a moment to find a beautiful quiet spot to connect with both your inner child and a pain point or value that you've been working through. And you can sit up or lie down for this exercise. I recommend sitting up, just from the way that we'll be journeying through this one. And don't forget to bring any crystals along for the journey. Just making sure you're super comfortable and in a place where you can relax, switch off, and go inward. Let's take a few deep inhalations now, and as we inhale, breathing in a beautiful pink light. And as we exhale, releasing any lower vibrations, any tension, tightness, any darkness, anything in the body, in the being, in the soul that no longer serves. Full opportunity to release and let go now. Continue to inhale this beautiful pink light. And again, choosing to exhale any difficult situations or conversations that you've had in the last few days or in this day today. And releasing anything from the body that no longer serves. And as you breathe in again this beautiful pink light, breathe it deep down into the rib cage, expanding the belly out, really bringing the breath deep within the being, deep within your soul, allowing this pink light to infiltrate through every aspect of your vitality, your vital force. Every aspect of the physical being. And you might then see and feel how when you bring that pink light into all aspects of yourself, it gathers up any extra cobwebs of low vibration and has the ability to circulate them out through the exhalation. And on the next inhalation, bringing that beautiful pink light, especially into the back of the body, where we hold a lot of tension and tightness based on our past experiences and traumas. And allow that pink light to infiltrate into any past aspects of our journey that we're still holding on to, and feel and see them release with the exhalation. And continue with a few deep inhalations on your own, releasing any aspects that you feel like need to be released as you draw them up with the pink light and exhale them out into the space. And as you can now see and feel all this exhaled energy floating around the space, we now bring in our super duper vacuum cleaner in the way of a white light that is infiltrated with the violet flame. And you can imagine this as a vacuum cleaner that's clearing up around the space, vacuuming up these lower vibrations and transmuting them into love and light. And when that is complete, the vacuum cleaner will organically disappear. And we now ask all beings of the I Am Presence that need to be here in facilitation of this healing to step forward now. All ascended masters, guides, angels. And now we seal the space, seal the space. Sealing it with platinum mesh all around the space. Every wall, every crevice, the ceiling, the floor. We are now contained and held in a sacred space. And so it is, so it is. And on your next inhalation, I'd like you to visualize a value that you've been working on. Visualize this value and all the rules or what you know about it. So this value could be judgment, could be anger, could be grief. Could be attachment, could be codependency. Could be discipline. Impatience. Success. Happiness. Challenges. Honesty. Just tune into your own value. It will come up very clearly. And of course, we're at a stage where our values are still not necessarily working in their fullest force for us. So I'm sure you're already aware of some rules that are affiliated with this particular value that you have been interested in, and acknowledging that they may not be working in their highest light for you. Just begin to think about these rules now. And if you haven't worked yet so deeply on this value and its rules, just sit with what those rules could be. So again, when we look at those rules, we look at how that value has served us, where the value has played out in our life, how the value has played out in our life, how we still play this value out, all the things that this value has gifted us, and simultaneously all the things that this value has taken away. Once you feel like you have a clear understanding of the value from this level, I'd like you to visualize where this value lies in your body. And it doesn't have to lie in just one area. Just tune into where you can feel this value sitting, emanating, being experienced. And I'd like you to now identify some kind of shape or feeling that it might have. Does it have sharp edges, round edges? Is it see-through, or does it feel like it's dense? Start to see how it looks and feels within its own structure. And then visualize a color. Does this inanimate object, this part of us that holds this value, have a color? Maybe it has a few colors. Maybe there's different shades. Just observing. Now tuning into an inner aspect of yourself, an age that you were when this value was first recognized. When did you claim it as a value? Not when you continued to play it out through all the different timelines, but when did you actually claim it as a value? And again, trusting that initial understanding of what age you were. And just observe her. Now that she's come in, just observe her, say hi. She knows already what she's here for. And I'd like you to visualize now this value in its own entity, moving out side of you to hang out in front of you. And your inner child is watching this value as its own creation, as its own object in front of her as well. And you both look at each other, intrigued, knowing that you're about to do something with this value. And you're both individually asked now. I'm asking both of you, what does this shape, color, value need right now? And you can firstly tune into what your inner child says. What's she feeling? What's she feeling like she wants to do? What's she feeling like this blob of a creature needs? And likewise, what about you? It may need a word, it may need a color, it may need a vibration and energy, it may need another value. Just trusting what you both come up with here, and as you feel like you have the answers, I want you to both now start to give this inanimate object what it actually needs, and give it with the most encouraging love vibration. And begin to see this inanimate object, this part of you that sits before you now, that has been laced in your values. Begin to change and take a different shape, maybe take a different color. And you'll begin to see it get smaller, transform, transmute. And as you both look at each other, you can both see the work that you're both doing and how different the work that you're both doing is and how perfect that is. And finally, you see this shape completely transmuted. It's either become a light frequency of its own and transmuted into a beautiful, loving vibration, or it has disappeared altogether. And just do a quick check-in with your body where you felt that value sitting, to see if that body needs some light in any particular area where that value had come out of. And do a scan of your inner child as well that stands beside you still. And you both look at each other and you both know that you've done good work here. You're both smiling at each other. She's looking at you overjoyed with the fact that you've chosen not to hold on to this value anymore. And you're looking at her overjoyed with the inner strength that you can feel from her. You didn't know she was so strong. And part of the repair now is that you two hang out together for a little bit. She's going to share with you now some beautiful adventures that you guys can do together that will embrace 2mm moves to allow you both to remind yourselves of how joyous you can be. She will share these little tiny steps. They could be just going for a walk or hanging in a particular part of the garden or neighborhood. They could be going for a bike ride or an ocean swim in the middle of winter. Just trust that whatever you feel like she's guiding you towards, this is what you'll be doing with her. And she knows you'll be bringing her along energetically. She's also going to share with you some very small 2mm moves towards a more vital and healthy lifestyle. And they could be by changing something ever so slightly, reminding you when you go to pick up your phone, maybe you can pick something up first. She might choose to guide you to sit down and relax a little bit more than you have been. Or she might be guiding you towards particular foods over others. Again, trust her intuition and how she's expressing it to you. And this might be a journey that you take with her for the next week or so. As you're letting go of any last remnants of this value, you also might like to do some extra journaling around your experience now and the imprint that the value might have had in your world up until this point in time. And as you prepare to come and walk away from your inner child for now, not for long, just so that you're stepping out of this space and into a consciousness. Just giving each other a beautiful embrace. Knowing that you are both there for each other. And you can feel yourself coming back into the space. Feeling the places that your body is pressing against, the noises that are around you. And thanking all of the beings of light that have come and co-facilitated this space today. As you open up the gridwork and the protective alignments, give the area a beautiful white light and violet flame. And etherically spread sage all around the space as you clear the last layers of the lower vibrations that have been released today. And when you're ready, maybe placing your palms over your eyes as you gently open your eyes underneath your palms. And releasing your palms as you come back in to the room with full consciousness. Grounding down into the earth, your roots once more. And enjoying the rest of your day. Big love.